Sure they're working and there's enough battery. Okay. All right, very well.
Are we going to call your witness now, or are we going to wait until it's his turn?
Right, no. Okay. We'll call him in an executive session. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case T22042 regarding Catherine Mills. The time is now 9:11 a.m. on May 4th, 2022. My name is Greg Rame. I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees introduce themselves, their title and purpose, and what we'll do is start with those that are here in the conference room. We'll just go around. We'll start with counsel to my right.
Certainly. Scott Donald, Assistant Attorney General, acting as board counsel.
Daniel Carthel, Assisting Investigator.
Judith Stapley, Agency Executive Director.
Peter Vizecki with Best Pro, engineer that are evaluating the documentation of the allegations.
Ramon Padilla, also with the advisory committee, geotechnical engineering department manager for Terracon.
Okay, let's go to Mr. Jessic next.
Joseph Jessic with AAC Engineering Test Consulting.
Okay, and we also have both alledgers, if you could introduce yourselves too, please. They're co-alledgers, essentially.
My name is Barney Smith.
My name is Catherine Brown.
Okay, do we have anyone else that hasn't introduced themselves? I think we've covered everyone, right? There's no one else there, right?
Mr. Jessic.
Oh, he did. We talked. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, we got him.
Everybody then.
Okay, all right. In that case, let me just go through a few reminders. The meeting is being audio recorded. For board purposes, no other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This is important so when I go back to review the audio recording, I will know who said what. To avoid disruption, cell phones must be completely off or placed in silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of the meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. The Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on December 16, 2021 related to an on-site wastewater system at a property on East Star Fire Road in Fort McDowell, Arizona on or about October 12, 2018. The Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask the committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. For the record, I will call each committee member's name. Please signify yes or no. I'll start with Mr. Padilla.
Yes, no conflicts.
Okay, and you're prepared to move forward?
Correct, yes.
Okay, Mr. Vizecki?
I have no conflicts. However, I have a question.
Oh, sure.
And that is, I've participated on many of these, and I've never had the respondent or the respondent not being here. And I think it's an opportunity to get that person to identify what her interpretation of her facts are. And so this is new to me, and I'm trying to determine how this is going to move forward without her participation. I understand that it happens, but I would like to know how that works.
Well, any person involved in a situation like this simply can decline participating, and in this particular case, Ms. Mills had indicated that she was inclined to participate. However, she's not here, and we've called her, and frankly, we do have a written response from her, so we have some information with respect to her position. So, okay. I don't see anything compelling that would suggest that we not move forward. We could check with counsel too, Mr. Donald.
No, absolutely. This is, as it's an investigative proceeding as opposed to any kind of an actual hearing or disciplinary proceeding, agreed, it is certainly best to have somebody here to provide the committee with more information. But all the committee can do is move forward with whatever information it has to determine whether or not it can make findings from that. So as she submitted a written response, while it may be helpful if she were here to provide further answers, the committee can still move forward based upon the materials it has.
One further question. One is, she said she was going to be here. What if she had extenuating circumstances and couldn't be here?
Well, again, the committee, as the committee is an advisory committee and is not making any determination ultimately, this recommendation from today will go to the board, and she would have the opportunity to appear at the board meeting and an open meeting and provide any further information if it turns out that she was prevented due to extenuating circumstances. Other action could be taken.
Okay.
And don't forget, everyone has due process rights in any case. If her inclination is to have an administrative hearing, she simply can demand that and we'll get it. So okay. I mean, there's that too.
Okay, I'm comfortable. I just wanted to, never had this situation. I wanted to make sure that
sure. We
were doing it, giving her every opportunity to be, you know, to represent herself.
Oh, absolutely. And she will have a full opportunity to participate in the process. And we'll have, as Greg pointed out, all due process rights once it reaches that stage of the proceedings.
Okay, so you don't have any conflicts, Mr. Vasecki?
No.
And you're prepared to move forward?
Yes.
Okay, then let's move to Mr. Jessic.
I'm prepared to move forward and have no conflicts.
Okay, very, very well. Thank you to all EAC members. And frankly, before I go on, I don't want to forget to thank all of you. Two of you did the case assessments. It's three of you here today. And it's meaningful. It's helpful. Your expertise is valued. So just let me convey that as I move forward. That's not in my script. That's just how I feel. All right, let me move forward. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with the alleger, followed by the witness, and the respondent appears or calls in her as well. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the AAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been completed. This is a script, and some of what's in here does not apply. At this time, I will call for a motion as chair to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion. Do I have a motion?
Make a motion and we proceed.
Into executive session?
Yes.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion by Mr. Padilla, by Mr. Vasecki, seconded by Mr. Padilla. Any discussion? Okay, let's just do an individual vote. Mr. Padilla, aye or nay on your vote, or yes or no, to go into executive session?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Mr. Vasecki and Mr. Jessic?
Aye.
Okay, all right. In that case, the vote was unanimous. I'm going to go ahead and end our public session. Give folks, just so you know, I'm having to deal with these recorders and start and stop them and that kind of thing. The time is 9:20 a.m. on May 4th.